Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jay Gould, who's the President and Chief Operating Officer at Interface. Jay, you doing okay?
Great, Kemp. Thanks for having me this morning.
Yeah, actually, you've been at Interface for over a year. I'm a little embarrassed. This is the first time we've done an interview, but thanks for being with me today. I want to talk about your background, go through year-end results, and then talk a little bit about your initiatives for 2016. Jay, you formerly were CEO of American Standard Brands, but if you look at your resume, it's long on brands, and I want to make a key point on that. Most of the leadership in the flooring business either comes up through the financial background, like Dan Hendricks in your own company, or they've got an operational background. So just a quick, some of the brands you've worked on: Newell Rubbermaid, Pepperidge Farm, a division of Campbell Soups, Minute Maid, a division of Coca-Cola, General Mills, NCR. You've lived in Japan, and also impressive education. You've got an MBA from Harvard, and you graduated summa cum laude, which is with highest honor, from the University of Dayton in Dayton, Ohio. So impressive resume.
Well, it clearly shows I've been around for a long, long time, but I have spent the last 30 years creating value for stakeholders by building brands and organizations around the world. And it is one of the things that attracted me to Interface is the fact that we've got this fabulous global footprint. And frankly, just this wonderful brand, Kemp. You know, you've known Interface. It's funny, Ray Anderson, our founder, didn't have much appreciation for marketing, but he was one of the greatest marketers, I think, in this industry's history.
Oh, you know, I'm in awe at Ray Anderson. I mean, I know it's been 4.5 years since he died, but that whole story is one of the best stories in this business. It's rich with all kinds of lessons. You know, the fact that he kept a pad of paper by his bed and woke up in the middle of the night and wrote things down. And when he went on vacation, you know, while his family was out sunbathing, he'd be over beside the pool with stacks of books that he would read. So he has one legacy in this business.
Well, ironically, I have been a fan and a student of Interfaces for over a dozen years. Back in 2002, I started this work around the purpose-driven transformation of companies. And the very first company that we profiled and studied was Interface. In fact, you know, I had a team of people down here in Atlanta in Ray's office in 2002. Regrettably, I wasn't part of that, but he was very influential in the last dozen years of how I've developed my own personal leadership style.
Okay. I'm anxious to see what changes you're going to make at the company, and we'll get into some of that in just a minute. So let's talk first. Year-end just came out recently. I haven't talked to you about Interface yet. Basically, one of the definite points I want to make, Interface with its ticker symbol of TILE as a sole product focus. In this day and age when most of the big companies want to have all different surface types that they're selling, you're sole focus with one product type. You're doing about $1 billion in sales, and that you know, so your revenue for 15 was flat over 14 relatively. But at the same time, your EBITDA is up 23%. You went from 117 million in EBITDA to 144. So, you know, while the business on the top end is flat, you're growing the profits on the bottom end. So that's impressive.
Well, we're super happy with the performance of the organization in 2015. You know, the people of Interface really rallied and delivered. This was a record year for us.
Yeah.
And while the top line in reported U.S. dollars was flat, Kemp, our sales in local currency was up a little over 8% for the year. So we feel like we took solid market share in the key markets around the world. And I would add, you know, impressively, that we delivered 420 basis point improvement in gross margin. And that expansion really allows us to reinvest in things that we think will continue to drive the business into demand creation, innovation, and brand building.
One thing I want to take a quick sidestep for a second. We just did an article in Floor Focus in the February issue. It's 4 pages on this tile business. We look at it once a year. A couple points I want to make on this is that there's 5 global producers that account for 48% of the global volume of tile. You obviously have manufacturing in several places in the world. Interface is the leader globally with 20%. And then Shaw with 13, Milliken with 6, Mohawk with 5, and then Tandis with 4% of the global volume. And then if you look at the tile volume produced in the U.S., 34.2% of it's produced in the U.S. In the U.S., it's a $2 billion market in 2015 at wholesale value. Interesting couple points that we definitely made in this article is that in 2010, The tile market made up 15.5% of the soft surface market, and in 2015, that number was 24.4. So it's been taking share from Broadloom in a big way. Another point we made in this article is that the corporate, which is definitely of all the vertical sectors, and by the way, with Interface, most people know 95% of your sales are sold in the commercial market. That FLOR brand is definitely successful selling to residential, but it's basically about 5% of your sales. So one of the things we did point out in this article is that the corporate market is 52% of the consumption of tile from a dollar perspective. It was impacted slightly by two things. One was that hard surface has taken a little bit of share in the corporate sector, and these other sectors are growing, so that dropped that number just a little bit. Government and institutionals, 27.5%, education and healthcare about 19%, retail about 5.5%, and hospitality about 4.3%. And I know hospitality is an area where you guys have been focusing and doing a good job, right?
Yes, we have. You know, and just to kind of give a headline on all those numbers you gave, and you mentioned this earlier in your comments, we love the fact that we're a pure play in carpet tile.
Right.
I think it's part of our strength as we go to market and have dialogue with our key customers. So we don't see any issues not offering a broad array of flooring types. Being the pure play has allowed us to really focus on that secular shift from Broadloom into carpet tile and really chase some of the segmentation opportunities. You mentioned hospitality, which is one of our bigger segments, and we've seen really strong growth over the last year there. We still see that Broadloom sells globally into hospitality about $1.2 billion annually. So mm-hmm. We think that's still a target for great continued growth.
Right. Well, while we're talking about that, I think that's probably one of your key initiatives for 2016. Give us a rundown on some of the other things you're going to focus on this year.
I would start by saying a real focus on delivering against our environmental commitments.
Yeah.
So our march towards 2020 and having no negative impact on the environment. We have four key initiatives that we've really highlighted that we're making investments in. Looking at our carbon footprint and how we really get down to having no negative impact. So that would be one, which is always worth highlighting at a company like ours. I would say, you know, relative to the business performance, continued segmentation of the market, so focusing on these other verticals in addition to corporate. Secondly, I would say innovation. We've significantly ramped up our investment into innovation, and you'll see some dynamic new products coming out at NeoCon this year. And thirdly, I would say continued gross margin expansion through a focus on productivity. We are looking at investing around $50 million in our LaGrange, Georgia facility to convert it into really a world-class operating facility.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a lot. And you know, just a little side note, too, as well, many people in the business that are close to the business know that John Wells is retiring this year, so you've got to find a replacement there as well, don't you?
We do, and I am so sorry to see John kind of move into the next phase of his life. Mm-hmm. We're so appreciative of the 22 years that he gave us, and there are a lot of us, including myself, standing on his shoulders. Mm-hmm. So we certainly wish John the best of luck, and we are actively looking for his replacement, you know, prior to June 1st.
All right, Jay, well, it's great to talk to you. Appreciate the update on what's going on with Interface, and I'm honored to be able to introduce you to the business. Again, been talking to Jay Gould, who's president and COO at Interface, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.